Welcome to Pump Up Your Pod. La di da di da la da. Oh, hello there. This is going to be a hard conversation, so get ready. Stop being boring. Stop it. So when you have a podcast, if you're trying to have a really good show, then you need to do a little bit of planning around. Don't just get on your microphone and be like, hey guys, I want to talk about my sales system today and I'm going to talk about it for 45 minutes and it's a solo episode. No, please don't do that. If it's a solo episode and you want to talk about something in particular, have a structure sorted out beforehand and know the key points that you want to talk about and talk about those things and then get the hell off the microphone. Get off. Oh my gosh. I've listened to so many podcasts and this is not like a reflection on our clients specifically because our clients are pretty good at this. And I think this is the thing about having a podcasting agency or some, you know, a producer looking at your stuff and listening to your stuff and giving you feedback. Like when people first sign up as a client with us and they have that first consult, I tell them straight up, hey, if you've got solo episodes coming out, don't beat around the bush because the longer you're on the microphone, the more watered down your message is that you're trying to get out. If you compare this or if you think about it truly, if you look at the attention span that we have, it is so small. That's why YouTube, as an example, is moving, or they've started this new shorts thing, right? Which is like 60-second little short videos that you can put on the platform and they're little snappy bits. And people are eating that up. The YouTube creators are getting so many views on their shorts because they're small. Because the person that's watching it only has to tune in for like 60 seconds to get the basic idea of whatever it is that this creator is trying to get across. The same thing goes for podcasting. Now, podcasting, you've got a little bit more leeway as far as long form because people consume audio very differently to video. In a like day-to-day capacity. Audio, it's more often than not, they're doing something else. In fact, I think it's like 90% or some massive statistic around when you're listening to audio, you're doing something else at the same time. So maybe you're cleaning, you're cooking, you're driving, you're exercising, you're going to sleep. Those are sort of how people listen to podcasts. So you know you've got a longer attention span of a person because they're doing something else that's occupying them and you're in their ears as like some company for them while they do whatever that task is. So you don't have to have your podcast episodes be like 3 minutes long because it's just not necessary, although it's cool when that does happen sometimes and you've got really short grabs of something. But you know that your audience is not going to get sick of you or not listen if your episodes are longer. I have had a whole episode on here talking about how long should my episodes be before. What I'm getting to in this particular episode is stop being boring. What makes a good podcast is getting to the point. And this also comes down to the way you speak as well. So if you have a boring tone of voice, if you're talking in a monotone, those sorts of things, people are going to be like, ugh, they just won't tune in for as long, or they'll think you're not a very interesting person. And you might be a super animated, awesome, funny human being in real life, but then when you get on the microphone, you get a bit like starstruck about the fact that you're now behind a microphone and you should be talking a certain way and you should sound a certain way and those sorts of things. You need to kind of shovel that out the window and forget about that stuff and just talk like you normally would to a friend. Have that back and forth without the other person being there and sound more animated, sound more interesting, and have interesting things to say about the topic that you're wanting to try and discuss. This episode is a perfect example of that because I'm not boring. My tone of voice is not boring. It's getting to the point quickly. It's telling you the information that you need to hear. And I'm being very honest about what I've discovered, what I listen to, how things play out as a producer, what I like and what I don't like. So that is my little kick up the butt to you to kind of go, are my solo episodes long? are they going over the same point over and over again? Am I repeating myself? Am I a bit boring? Like, listen back to yourself and go, oh man, I wouldn't listen to that. I really wouldn't listen to that. So don't release it. Do it again. Be more animated. Take some time to plan your content a bit more so that people feel like they can connect with you on a higher level and that you feel like a real human being and not some sort of robot. That's it for me today. I hope you've enjoyed this short little snappy episode. And I know after listening to this, you're going to be super excited about being more animated, getting to the point, and not being boring on your podcast episodes any longer.